like my daddy did, like his daddy did. Oh, drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down, I can ride some squares around our little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in an old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the whittle of it.
Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is sentencing day in the Idaho College murders case as Brian Koberger comes face to face with the victims' families. How much we actually hear from Koberger himself is still unclear, says ABC legal analyst Shauna Lloyd.
The judge can compel Koberger to admit his guilt. He also can ask him additional questions if the judge feels as though it's warranted. We know that the family is looking for a lot of answers, such as motive and other things. Those are not typically things that they will find out at this type of hearing.
Koberger expected to be sentenced to four consecutive life sentences. The Justice Department saying now it wants to talk to Jeffrey Epstein's convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell as members of Congress continue pushing the Trump administration to release everything it has on the case. Hunger worsening in Gaza as Israel's blockade of aid continues. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff headed to Rome for talks as the U.S. tries to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News. Ukraine's government, led by President Volodymyr Zelensky, taking actions this week to stifle the power of anti-corruption agencies throughout the country. ABC's Patrick Reval.
These institutions were created in part to try and please the European Union and international Western backers, and basically was seen as a symbol of Ukraine's path towards the West and towards the European Union and away from its Soviet past and from the orbit of Moscow. And this bill basically greatly increases the power of the presidency over these organizations.
The largest protests since the war with Russia broke out 3 years ago were held in Kyiv and other cities against the move by Zelensky's government. The CDC now confirming 10,000 Americans have died by heat in the last 5 years. Today, a heat dome stretches from the Midwest to the South in St. Louis. The feels-like temperature will be 116 degrees today. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Civic Media's Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, and Todd Albo recently rolled into the Northwoods as part of Civic Media's summer road trip. This time, they were talking about beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. This featured such guests as Kelly Meredith, owner of Fanatical Fish Art Studio and Gallery, some members of the 98Q Country and 103.1 Trail Mix team, Maxine Kilger, vice president of the Butternut Historical Society, Glenn Wagner of Signature Sign, and Lena Matola, owner of Lena's Northern Pines. They talked about everything the area has going on and what the local residents are doing to help brighten things up a bit. You can find the full broadcast on the Civic Media YouTube channel. Just look for The Todd Albo Show live Thursday, July 17th. Once again, this full show is archived on the Civic Media YouTube channel under The Todd Albo Show live Thursday, July 17th. August 9th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Midway Bar in Butternut. It's the Turtle Flambeau Floge Association's Pig and Corn Roast. On the menu will be pork with all the fixings and sweet corn. Raffle proceeds will go toward the Turtle Flambeau Floge Association. Once again, this is taking place August 9th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at 89281 County Highway F in Butternut. With the introduction of fentanyl, overdose deaths have gone up. But one Northeast Wisconsin county recently saw a nearly 50% reduction in overdose fatalities in 1 year. Lisa Hale has that story.
The Winnebago County Overdose Fatality Review Team has reported a significant 49% decrease in overdose deaths in 2024 compared to 2023, when the county saw a record number of overdose deaths. Now, despite the progress, there is more to be done, said Maddie Brager, a community health strategist with Winnebago County Public Health.
We still had 24 lives lost last year, and until those numbers are at zero, we're not going to stop.
Jennifer Skolaski, who is the project manager of the OFR team, said making overdose-reversing medications readily available has helped. So has trying to mitigate the isolation those with substance abuse disorder face.
It's connection to community and having people checking in on one another and making sure that we're not isolated, because we know that the people who have died in the past and the people who are struggling are completely alone and isolated. You know, someone who's struggling with substance use disorder has a disease. And when we can show compassion towards one another and empathy, that's how we start breaking stigma and solving the problem.
Skolaski said overdose fatality review teams from throughout the country are reaching out to Winnebago to mirror its success. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Mathaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet. 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% financing for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
Baseball in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series today with the Mariners. Milwaukee losing last night 1-0, ending their 11-game winning streak. Pat Murphy pulled Jacob Mizoranski out in the fourth inning, even though he had a shutout going.
You can't give him that big of a rest and then let him go out there and have his normal start.
NBA, when Damian Lillard was traded to the Bucks 2 years ago, his wife filed for divorce, his three children remained in Portland. Lillard signed a deal over the weekend to return to the Trailblazers.
I didn't say nothing to him about it until Saturday when I actually signed, and they were with me. We got back in the car to go home. I got to a red light and I just turned around and my daughter was looking at me, and I told her, and she was like, wait, so like we don't have to get on an airplane to Milwaukee no more? I was like, yeah, y'all don't got to get on the plane no more. And she was like, so you're going to be at your house in Portland the whole time? I was like, yeah. And she was like, what? Like, she was
with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio. Becoming a volunteer is a great way to shape the future of hunting in Wisconsin, get hands-on teaching experience, and engage with your local community. If that's intriguing to you, well, then you're in luck. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to teach new hunters. I'll tell you how you can get involved when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. Your Wisconsin DNR is seeking volunteers to teach and certify basic hunter education students and teach hunters of all experience levels practical outdoor skills. Volunteer opportunities are available in all parts of the Badger State. Since the Hunter Education Program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteers have educated more than 1 million hunters. The program has contributed to a significant decrease in hunting safety incidents. Instructors are needed for two types of classes, starting with basic hunter education. That's a class required by law for anyone who intends to hunt independently. There's also advanced hunter education, outdoor skills, and learn to hunt programs. The DNR is seeking volunteers to coordinate and instruct these advanced programs as the next step from basic hunter education. Visit dnr.wisconsin.gov/volunteer for more information. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
Weather. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and the potential for a few strong to severe storms later today into tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado or two possible. Be weather aware later today and tonight. Our high this afternoon, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73. 98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. It make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter you? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it really good.
So bad. Hey. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's a great. We can do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey.
It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
And that's how we start out every reality radio. Little Joe DeLucci there with the Shut Up Your Face, a song back in the late 70s. It is 8:16. Joel here, reality radio. Lots to talk about today with town festivals front and center, starting with Pioneer Days this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a little Flamborama, a little Flamborama car show. The canine folks here in Price County are having their first trap shoot out at the on Airport Road behind Marquip out there. That's going on Saturday with some canine demonstrations. We'll talk about that. And also, Kelly, Maxine Kilger and George Feltnowski with the Historical Society, and going to talk a little craft fair going on as a part of Pioneer Butternut, Butternut Pioneer Days this weekend. That and more coming up on Reality Radio. We're going to kick it off by talking the outdoors, and Craig is with us from Baders. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, we've got, we were talking off air a little bit. It's kind of funny because a couple of weeks ago I had mentioned that the mosquitoes weren't that bad in town. Well, I called it reverse overpopulation.
Yeah,
I think
karma.
I think the mosquitoes out in the woods got a little too overcrowded and overpopulated, and then they're migrating into the city because the skeeters, it's a good season for skeeters, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. I was trying to enjoy a cup of coffee this morning on my porch, and coffee was great. The mosquitoes made it miserable.
Yeah, yeah. And if you guys need stuff, the nets and the spray and the citronella and all that stuff to try to fend them off, maybe swords, maybe a handgun, some of those mosquitoes, maybe a good shot, all that mosquito repellent stuff, right?
Well, shotgun would work better than a handgun.
Yeah, but spray it out there, a little bird shot maybe, just
right?
Kind of spray it out and get a bunch of them. Yeah, we're kidding, of course, but if you do need stuff to enjoy the outdoors a little bit more and fend off the mosquitoes, you guys have a whole bunch of stuff there, right?
Right. Head nets, because they always seem to like around my ears and my eyeballs. So We got head nets down there. I wish I had mine with me, but I forgot. It's too early in the morning and I'm having my coffee.
All right. So Bader Sports Outdoor fishing season is in prime 100%. 100% fishing right now with a lot of tournaments going on around the area and just good old-fashioned crappie and bluegill and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, and the panfish guys have been doing really well. I'm not hearing any glowing reports from the walleye and muskie guys. I think the water might be a little warm for the big predator fish, but the bluegills, the panfish, all doing really good. So if you want to get out and get a meal or take the grandkids out or your own younger kids out, have a good day on the water.
I would think with the warm weather, those muskie and walleye would have their flotation devices on, just be floating above the water, wouldn't they?
Right.
And just reach out and grab them.
Yep.
That's not how it works, though, right? They go to weird places and try to cool off.
They definitely have their own comfort zones, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about the hunting season is always on everyone's mind, but we are gearing toward that. You're getting a lot of calls about different things related to the upcoming hunting season, right?
Right. We're kind of in the tweener season. We got fishing going really good, but a lot of guys starting to gear up for the fall hunting seasons. We've got the bonus tags for does. That sale will be coming up on August 18th up here, or starting on the 18th, so get ready for that. A lot of people bringing bows in, calling about bow service, people looking at guns. We've got all kinds of hunting seasons coming up here in about 2 months, but that goes pretty quick.
Yeah, grouse will be up here in a little while.
Yep.
It's always very popular.
Yep, I'm getting calls from people down south asking about the grouse population. So I've been seeing a lot of birds. A lot of people that come in are seeing a good number of birds. So should be a good season for everybody.
I think it's just a given now that we always see birds on the side of the road when we travel back roads, right? It seems like they used to be a seasonal thing, but now it seems like they're just always there.
They're everywhere. I got my first one the other day with the truck. So.
Oh, no. Turkey or a grouse?
A grouse.
Okay. Yeah. So Scentlock, we have some special deals going on with Scentlock, too. That stuff coming in, right?
Right. We got our initial shipment of the 2025 Scentlock patterns and styles, that came in on Monday. There should be some more coming in here in the next couple of days. So we still have some 2024 styles and colors that we're putting on sale. The new stuff, unfortunately, is not on sale, but got some really good buys on Scentlock from last year.
All right, and as we start to look to bow season here, people should know that get those bows in if they need them to be tuned up or whatever, tweaked or whatever needs to be done, because you guys probably see it every year. They get backed up pretty good once we get real close to the season.
Start getting close to the middle of September when the archery season opens, people seem to forget about it and they come rushing in with their bows. Oh, I got to get this ready for season. It doesn't always work that way. We try very, very hard to get them out in a timely manner, but if we start getting backed up, only so much we can do at any one time. So
yeah, so get them in early is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Now's a good time to get the bow all tuned up and ready to go. The deer management has always been a discussion for us last few times we've gotten together, so people are always having questions about where they can hunt the does and all that stuff. So any news on that?
Well, again, the DNR has revamped the northern forest zone, which is basically north of Highway 64. It's not going by county as it has the last few years. They do have zones. Price County is mostly zone 115 this year. I encourage people to look on either the DNR website or stop into the store. We have a big poster that has all the zones on it. Make sure you know where you're hunting, because August 18th, if you say Price County, we're going to start asking you questions about where in Price County.
Yeah, so. Yeah, because as we know, from the southern part of the county to the northern is a lot different. That's why they're kind of breaking these up, right, within counties?
Exactly. Yeah, you start getting up, northern Price County, like Park Falls, up into Iron County. Not a whole lot of does. In fact, Iron County hasn't had doe permits for years, as far back as I can remember.
Right.
And again, we don't have the numbers yet. Those should be coming out in the next week or so. So we'll know how many they're going to be for private and public land and where they're going to be. But again, August 18th is when they go on sale up here.
August 18th is the day. All right. All kinds of stuff going on within the store. People can check out BadersSportsCenter.com. And be sure to follow Baders Sports Center on Facebook, because you guys like to put posts on there, pop-up sales, stuff like that, right?
Exactly. Letting people know what's going on. Kim does a really good job keeping that updated with all the goodies going on in the store. I know right now Phillips is kind of torn up and it's a little difficult to get around town, but we've got a big parking lot that we share with Pick and Save, so there's plenty of off-street parking. It's a little bit of a hassle getting in there, but not too bad, and we're going to try and make it worth your while when you come in.
All right. My wife and I were at Pick and Save on Monday. I found it was very easy to get in there if you just go in the one way that comes out of Pick and Save, you know, that goes onto the side street there.
Yep.
You go in that one way, the opposite way, it works fine.
Right. Oh, yeah. The horn wars are still going on down there. You know, they got one lane coming in. People try and sneak through there.
Slip out the back way. But it is for those of you who aren't from Phillips and are saying, well, I'm not going there, the construction, it is pretty easy to get to Baders.
Absolutely.
If you just slip, the detour is going to take you back on Avon, I think, still back there. And
right.
You can just slip into the back way. It's really easy to get to, you guys.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, you can even, if you can't walk across the road to fish, you can just put a lawn chair right out in front of Baders and just cast across the street.
Right.
right into the lake, right?
Exactly.
Sure, somebody has probably tried. So Baders Sports Center is your place for everything outdoors. Fourth generation store there right in Phillips. Whatever it may be, you're camping, you're glamping. We got a lot of tourists still up here with that camping stuff, I'm sure, too, right?
Oh, yeah, mostly right now it's the insect repellents, the thermocells, that's what's going out the door. But we've got games down there. We've got some clothing down there. Again, the insect repellents. cooking utensils, all that stuff. So stop in, and it's all 15% off now through the end of the month.
Yeah, whether you're walking through the woods, camping in the woods, or shooting something that's walking around in the woods, whatever it may be, Bader Sports Center can help you out with all that stuff. BaderSportsCenter.com, then follow them on Facebook, too. All right. Thank you, Craig.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Let you get back to the mosquito battle.
Yeah. Oh,
all
boy.
Right. It's 8:26. We'll have some birthdays. If you got one, give us a call. We'll get to that after the news.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Honor Black history in baseball at Brewers Negro Leagues tribute game on August 18th, presented by Aurora Healthcare. Celebrate with a community night ticket, and you'll get a Milwaukee Bears hat. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is sentencing day in the Idaho College murders case as Brian Koberger comes face-to-face with the victims' families. How much we actually hear from Koberger himself is still unclear, says ABC legal analyst Shauna Lloyd.
The judge can compel Koberger to admit his guilt. He also can ask him additional questions if the judge feels as though it's warranted. We know that the family is looking for a lot of answers, such as motive and other things. Those are not typically things that they will find out at this type of hearing.
Koberger expected to be sentenced to 4 consecutive life sentences. The Justice Department saying now it wants to talk to Jeffrey Epstein's convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell as members of Congress continue pushing the Trump administration to release everything it has on the case. Hunger worsening in Gaza as Israel's blockade of aid continues. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff headed to Rome for talks as the U.S. tries to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. County Highway GG will be undergoing resurfacing between State Highway 13 and Mellon to Quarry Road over the next 2 weeks. This work will be completed using flaggers to direct traffic through lane closures. Motorists should expect travel delays and might want to consider using an alternate route. Once again, from July 22nd, that was yesterday, through to August 1st, maintenance crews will be resurfacing approximately 4 miles of County Highway GG between State Highway 13 and Mellon to Quarry Road over the next 2 weeks. The work will be completed using flaggers to direct traffic through lane closures. Motorists should expect travel delays and might want to consider using an alternate route. Many of you may have heard that today was supposed to be Old Day Memorial Park's grand opening. However, that has been rescheduled to next Wednesday, July 30th, due to the weather forecast for today. That is the only thing that has changed. Ice cream will still be given to the first 200 people at 4:30, with the ceremony at 5. And don't forget about Wednesday Night Live at 6. Once again, Old Dame Memorial Park's grand opening has been delayed to July 30th. So please adjust your schedules accordingly. Not one, but two of them are in Oshkosh this week. Lisa Hale has more.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Goodyear blimp. The tire company flew its first blimp in 1925. Eventually, the blimps were used by the U.S. Navy to spot U-boats during World War II. Now, the three blimps are relegated to public relations events. Two of them are at EAA Air Venture this year. The last time a blimp was at EAA was in 2021, and this is the first time ever that two blimps have attended the aviation event in Oshkosh.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Baseball in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series today with the Mariners. Milwaukee losing last night 1-0, ending their 11-game winning streak. Pat Murphy pulled Jacob Mizoroski out in the fourth inning, even though he had a shutout going.
You can't give him that big of a rest and then let him go out there and have his normal start.
NBA. When Damian Lillard was traded to the Bucks 2 years ago, his wife filed for divorce. His three children remained in Portland. Lillard signed a deal over the weekend to return to the Trailblazers.
I didn't say nothing to him about it until Saturday when I actually signed and they were with me. We got back in the car to go home. I got to a red light and I just turned around and my daughter was looking at me and I told her and she was like, wait, so like we don't have to get on an airplane to Milwaukee no more? I was like, yeah, y'all don't got to get on the plane no more. And she was like, so you're going to be at your house in Portland the whole time? I was like, yeah. And she was like, what? Like she was...
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And it's 8:32. If you got a local birthday, we'll get to that at 715-762-3221. We're going to get Maxine and George Peltnowski in here to talk a little bit about the Historical Society in Butternut and what's going on down there for Pioneer Days this weekend. Glenn Wagner back in to give us a final little shout at what's going on this weekend with Pioneer Days. Morning, sir.
Good morning, Joel.
Hey, we're all geared up. And like I said earlier this morning, people be sure to find that Coleman water cooler with a little ice in it because it's going to be a good old-fashioned festival, town festival. That's going to be a warm one. It's going to be warm.
It'll definitely be warm.
Yeah, it's going to be warm, so take precautions with that. Plenty of water, and we'll be ready to roll, but we got a big weekend planned here.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
All right, a little Thursday night stuff we mentioned last week. We're going to kind of get it going a little bit, dip our toe in the water on Thursday night, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be more of a relaxed atmosphere up there.
Yeah.
Kicking it off with the women's softball game, so... did that last year, went over very well, so looking forward to round two of that.
All right,
sure.
All right.
And Jenny from Butternut Cafe is heading up the Rib Fest competition up there. I was told ribs and chicken are the meats of choice, so that you can go up there and just get a plate.
Okay.
I believe it's like $7 or $8 a plate, and there is judging.
Oh, really?
So kind of a first go at that and see how that turns out, but that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so supper Thursday night up there.
Sure, sure.
On top of the hill. Okay. Let's dig into the Friday activities.
All right. Yeah, Friday kicking off Butternut Bulldogs. Glidden Orioles come into town. Should be a very good game. Start time on that, contrary to the poster, I believe the game time is 5:30. Not 5 o'clock, so, okay. But you definitely want to get there early and make sure you're all set up.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be very well attended. K&M Carnival kicks off 6 to 10. There is wristbands. Food court opens at 6. From 7 to 10 p.m., the Twins of Terror haunted attraction put on by Jared and Josh Wagner. Make sure you check that out if you're brave enough. We also have the... arm wrestling is back, so if you're feeling strong, feeling up to it, make sure you check that out. If nothing else, just watch them compete there. It's pretty neat to watch.
All right.
Music on the main stage, 8 to midnight, Shotgun Jane, all the way from southern Wisconsin, going to come up and entertain us for the night.
All right. So Friday and Saturday...
Saturday is a very busy day.
Full day, yes.
Full plate for sure. Arts and crafts in the morning, as always, and that's been getting bigger and bigger. If you are interested in attending that or setting up, just show up. You know, we'll find you a spot. There's no charge. Stay as long as you want. Enjoy the festivities up there and showcase what you have.
All right.
Men's softball tournament starts 9 a.m. runs all day. Beach volleyball, same thing. I believe that's a 9 a.m. start. Shout out to Cindy Pritzel for putting that together. 16 teams we have that are going to not only battle each other, but battle the heat out there. So we're definitely going to have to watch and make sure everybody stays hydrated, because that's
16 volleyball teams. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, all ages. It should be a lot of fun.
All right. All right.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Jeff Gustafson's Scullery Display. He stopped in the other day. He's got a lot of new stuff, so make sure you check that out. The WHPA Horseshoe Tournament, 10 a.m. If you want to come and check out some really good state-sanctioned horseshoe throwers, definitely want to catch that. Food court opens at 11. Also at 11, the Northwoods Community Credit Union Sawdust Dig. Noon to 10, K&M Carnival kicks up again. There is a wristband special for that as well.
4 hours, 4 hours for $25
yeah,
or something like that?
Yep.
It's a good deal.
The mud runs, the truck runs, gates open at noon for that. Starts usually about 1 o'clock, runs to about 4-ish, depending on how many competitors we have. And then the music starts, 4:30 to 7:30, Iron Mule, mainstay local talent. Again, 7 to 10 p.m., the Twins of Terror, last chance to catch them. And 8:30 to 12:30, Spicy Thai on the main stage. You know, they've been with us for a number of years now. If you haven't heard them, you're really missing out, because they really get the crowd going up there. Good party band.
All right, Saturday night.
And man. Giant fireworks display at dusk. And I do want to give a big shout out to the Butternut Fire Department. Not only do we provide funds for that, they go above and beyond and pretty much double what we give them and put on one heck of a show.
And they shoot them off right at the top of the hill up there?
Yeah, right in the ball field.
Right in the ball field, okay.
Yeah, they'll give you a little bit of warning. They'll shoot off one of the kabooms, and okay, fireworks are starting. So you kind of meander down to the ball field and get your spot.
Is the rumor true that people in Bayfield can actually see that show? Is that right? I heard rumors. You're pretty high up there already. And all.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sure they can see them quite a ways out. Yeah.
A lot of places to kind of sit, you know, under a shaded tree yet, you know, little protection or whatnot. But, yeah, highly visible.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Saturday night, the big fireworks show. All right, and then the big parade on Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday parade starts at noon. If you are interested in putting a float in or some kind of entry in there, there is no charge. We ask that you just try to find the school, Butternut School, about 11:30 at the latest. We will get you lined up, get all your information and whatnot. There are prizes for that as well. So get your float in there, get it ready. We're cranking on ours right now. Last minute.
Of course.
And then after the parade, everybody gets up to the park. Food courts open at 1, the horse bowl competition at 1 o'clock, cornhole tournament at 1, Copper County Lion Band will be joining us again this year from 1 to 4, the carnival will be going 1 to 5, and softball championships around that 5 p.m.-ish time,
right?
You know, give or take a little bit, so definitely want to check that out. So I do want to give some big shout-outs here. You know, we have a lot on our plate all weekend long. There's so much going on up there, and it wouldn't happen without all the volunteers that we have.
Okay.
The setup crews up there, I want to give a big shout-out to the Smart family. Dan and Linda, Jenny and Tom have been up there, it seems like every day for the last month. They're working on the grounds up there, fixing bleachers, fixing this, fixing that, you know, getting stuff ready to go. That is a big help.
Okay.
Big help.
Yeah, because you can, I mean, we talk a lot about the sponsors, which we need, the financial support and all that stuff. But you can have all the money flowing that you want, but if you don't have bodies to make it happen,
right,
there it sits, right?
Yeah, and you know, especially for Jenny and Linda, they go out and they secure all the contributions that we get from local businesses, and it is phenomenal the job that they do with that. Mm-hmm. You know, we would not have the success we do in raising money and putting on these events without their help, for sure.
Yeah, because to have, I mean, realistically, you look at the live music you bring in, it's not cheap to bring in a live band anymore.
Right.
And just everything to make that happen electrically and everything like that, there's a lot that goes into it. So the expenses every year continue to be higher.
Right. Yeah, we don't charge to get in the fairgrounds at all up there. So it's highly dependent on the donations that we get.
Yeah.
And it's not just businesses, too. There's a lot of individuals that pitch in because they want to see it succeed up there.
Yeah, just numerous volunteers from the food stand up there to the serving the beer and the soda there.
Yeah, the bartenders, the cleanup crews, that is a big one. You know, just to keep the day rolling, especially Saturday, that gets to be a long day. Things from taking out the garbage, cleaning up this and that, and setting up for different events. It takes a lot of manpower to do that. So we definitely have one heck of a crew up there.
Yeah. All right.
So I do want to hit the main sponsors for sure.
Yes, sir.
You know, the ones we just talked about that definitely make this happen. So big shout out to Forward Bank, River Valley Mutual Insurance Company, the Butter and Area Business Alliance, Randy and Cindy Zesch, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Rankin Services, Park Falls Hardwoods, Dave Zesch Trucking, the Class of 1981, Smart Plumbing and Heating, Weather Shield, Greg Wagner Plumbing, Bobbers, Schlayer Logging, Birch Street Funeral Service, Super One Foods, Jefferson Area Business Center, Tom Miller Electric, Terry and Patty Polachek, Zeely's Tree Service, Signature Sign, and the Smarts. And also Larry and Shelly Meverton for pitching in for the pipes and drums. So, yeah, we have a full plate. Definitely huge thank you. There's so many other sponsors on here. You'll see them throughout the grounds up there on various signage. You know, giving them a little bit of thanks.
Yeah, so grab whatever, however you want to take it in, at the very least, grab a lawn chair, grab a shady spot. The carnival is going to be just cranked up, full carnival up there with everything, with K&M
Amusements. Carnival Midway, carnival food.
Yeah.
We do have other food vendors up there again, Lola's Lunchbox, Double D's, Bobber's on the Lake will be up there.
Yeah.
The kitchen will be going in the inside. That is a fundraiser for the kids at school and the Butternut Youth League. So, yeah, it's so much up there, so much to do. You know, it gets to be a long weekend, but we definitely enjoy it.
If you can't ride the carnival rides anymore, if you're not physically able to do that, the next best thing is to get a lawn chair and just watch the joy on the kids' faces when they're on the carnival rides, because that's a lot of – I just like watching the kids go around like the Tilt-A-Whirl and stuff, whatever it may be. Just the joy they have is just so much fun. And the wristbands are a great deal to ride 4 hours for $25. So if you want a list of events, you can always Google it. Our 98Q Country website has a poster on there with all the events also that are going on this weekend. The brunt, some of it Thursday night, but we'll crank it up on Friday night. Saturday's a huge day, and Sunday, that parade and kind of that 4 or 5 hours after the parade is always a fun kind of family time on Sunday, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's also, you know, you're going to have Kelly and Maxine and George on as well. There's also stuff at the Historical Museum downtown.
Yep.
And I also caught wind, there's also going to be a car show down there.
Okay.
Wolf Farms is going to be putting on a small car show down there, so definitely something to check out. So that would be the old veneer mill. So if you turn downtown on F, exit F, we call it, once you get to Northern State Bank, just hang a right. And you'll run right into it.
Okay. Very good. Should be a good weekend. Stay hydrated, everybody out there. Should be a fun weekend for Pioneer Days. Very good, Glenn. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll see everybody there.
Good to see you. We've got more of Reality Radio, the birthdays, if you got one, coming up in just a moment.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by the folks at Elk River Custom Outfitters. They have the gear to fit the whole family, from Carhartt hats, gloves, socks, performance fishing wear by Hook, gills, and real life.
The Pioneer Days Committee would like to extend gratitude and appreciation for this year's 67th annual Pioneer Days celebration sponsors. Thank you for your generosity. Gold sponsors include Birch Street Funeral Service, Signature Sign and Graphics, Dave Zesch Trucking, G. Wagner Plumbing, Class of 1981, Schlayer Logging, Smart Plumbing and Heating, and Tom Miller Electric. Have a safe and happy Pioneer Days celebration. For more information and events, days, and times, see butternutwi.com.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family?
Or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Gear up, folks, for the Flamborama celebration in Park Falls, one of the longest running community celebrations in the state, running August 1st through the 3rd. You won't want to miss this year's entertainment. Starting Friday at 5 p.m. at Small Town Famous, right there under the main tent. Then at 8 Friday night, it's Chris Cruzy and his band. Saturday, starting at 5 p.m., that 90s band takes the stage. And then Moniker wraps up the evening Saturday night. Sunday, right after the parade, it's your all-time favorites at 2 p.m. with Robbie V. From the carnival rides to the craft fair to the frog jumping, the softball tournament, the chalk drawing, and much, much more. Flamborama is a guarantee to be your family fun event. For more information and list of events, it's easy. Go to parkfalls.com. More of Reality Radio. If you have a local birthday anniversary, we'd love to put it on for you. 715-762-3221. Keyword today for our qualifying for that free recliner is music. Get that to us through the Civic Media app sometime today. Music, M-U-S-I-C, sometime today. Well, more talk of the big Pioneer Day celebration this weekend in Butternut. We have Maxine Kilger and we have George Feltinowski both joining us to talk about that.
Good morning.
Good morning, George. Good morning. Morning, Maxine. How are you?
Oh, still vertical.
So. Yeah, Maxine, the big radio celebrity from our broadcast last week. We could have had you on. You could have had your own show for a couple hours.
I could have talked for a week.
Yeah, I know. That's why you have us here, right? To talk longer if you want to. Well, let's talk a little bit about, Glenn mentioned it just a little bit, about stuff going on downtown and in that Historical Society building area. You guys always have a little something special for Pioneer Days, right?
Well,
yeah,
not so special this year. We've been pretty busy all year because we had some, you know, improvements made in the building a while back, and so we're kind of just revamping stuff. But it's still a very interesting place. As I said to the fellow out there, come and see the picture of the building that was built on a sandbar, a bar built on a sandbar. I said that was a man of faith that would build a bar on a sandbar in the Flambeau River.
So, I'm assuming it's not there anymore, though.
No, it's not, but okay. We have a great picture of it and a Liming sign up there next to it.
That's pretty good. But the Historical Society building will be open on, what, Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Thursday through Sunday, okay. Because Sunday's kind of a big day because of George's Name That Tune, which is always fantastic.
Yeah. George Feltinowski is with us. George, you have a lot of fun with this every year. Sunday this year we're doing this, right?
No, Saturday.
Saturday,
1 o'clock, yeah. This is the third year we're doing it. The first year we did it, we did Bob Bessie's tunes that he had written in the 1950s, and most people were not familiar with most of the tunes, but except for one, which was Eventide, which was recorded by the pianist Roger Williams. I'm sure he recorded The Autumn Leaves Drift By Your Window, and then he recorded that one. But Bob had written like several other songs, and I had done that the first year, and then, well, I didn't want to do it second year, so we just... Last year we did some old songs, different types of songs. So I did some of like the big band era. Well, our population is aging and nobody knows big band sounds anymore. Mm-hmm. So this year I'm just going to do classic country.
Oh, classic country, right up our alley, all right.
Right up your alley, yeah.
All right, so that'll be, what time we start that on Saturday?
About 1, yeah.
About 1 o'clock?
Yeah. Okay. And we're going to give prizes up there. I was thinking what to give, you know, but we were thinking about giving a recliner, but, you know, we can't afford it.
We took that from you. Sorry, George. Sorry about that.
So I thought, well, maybe we'll just give $2 bills because they're kind of scarce. I thought they were scarce, but I went to the bank and says, we got a lot of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm just going to let them play a song, and as soon as somebody knows it, they just raise their hand, and if they got it right, $2 richer.
So. $2 bill.
$2 bill, yeah.
And we're holding it right there at the
building? Yeah, there's a piano in there. It probably needs a little tuning, so, I mean, if you come there, don't blame me, blame the PM.
That's so always the next
right at the Butternut Historical Society building, right there in Butternut. Find Fanatical Fish, and you go a couple doors north, and there you are, right there.
There's so many musical people in Butternut, because I don't know if that is something genetic or what, but boy, they can name those tunes. There are certain people that, like, oh my gosh, when they walk in, they're going to probably be the person winning the most $2 bills.
Yeah.
And you know who I mean, George.
Oh, yeah. We might have to limit them to one $2 bill, and then and then share the wealth with other people, right?
Somehow,
Yeah, well, that's always a lot of fun. Yeah. So 1 o'clock Saturday, if you want to have a little fun and name that tune, George will be down there playing playing the tunes live, like the old day, like the old Name That Tune game show. I can't remember the host name, but they actually used to play it right on the piano. Right, they played like three notes and like ding, ding, ding. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun, fun game. So.
Oh, and just another thing about the Fanatical Fish, they'll be having a whole bunch of people there that sell a lot of crafts and things, really, really interesting crafts.
So Fanatical Fish, their annual kind of art fair is Saturday, and probably Sunday too?
Don't think so.
Most of it Saturday. Yeah. So be sure to stop into Fanatical Fish and check that out. And probably have some stuff outside there too.
It'll be out on the sidewalk right up to the curb.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And that's what makes it fun, because people wind their way through and they discover something gorgeous and can't live without it.
My wife and I wandered into the Butternut Historical Society a few weeks ago, and Maxine gave us a real nice tour of the place. And when you stop by the Butternut Historical Society, bring the kids, bring the people who appreciate the history of the area, because Maxine and the volunteers there, you're not just going to walk through and just see stuff and say, oh, look at that. You're going to get a little verbal history. Maxine will fill you in, which is just a great addition, just a great touch to the whole experience here, isn't it?
I just love doing it,
And share a lot of great memories. And you always have people that are bringing stuff in. You guys are always busy on that back table, right?
We're doing obituaries now.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah.
Since 1923, we have obituaries that go back that far.
Okay.
I have a friend whose grandmother clipped them, and then her mother clipped them, and now she clips them. And we have three ring binders full of obituaries.
Really?
But you have to have been a Butternut resident.
Yeah, so if that's
something, if you're looking for information, that's where you'll find it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a little bit of everything inside the museum there, from school stuff to just everything from that era. You have different rooms kind of with different theme stuff.
Right.
And it's a very, very well organized. And you might even get a sneak peek at that of that old wagon back in the garage here, too, if you talk nicely. So, we got to get that thing out rolling here. Put some tires on. We got to put some tires on that thing, George. Can you do that?
All right.
So that'll be a part of when you're in Butternut for Pioneer Days this weekend. Stop on by the Butternut Historical Society. Name That Tune, 1 o'clock Saturday. The facility is open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Take the kids, take the grandkids down there, learn about the history of how this all happened.
Oh, man, yes.
Around here.
So a little trivia for you, Joel.
Okay. Okay, George, he nailed me the trivia question a couple years ago, and I got it. Let's see if I can do this one.
You should get this one.
Okay.
Trailers for sale or rent.
Oh, rooms to rent 50 cents.
No rooms to rent 50 cents. Okay, God.
King of the road. Oh, Roger Miller. Oh, Roger Miller is one of my favorite. Chug-a-lug and all that good stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah, good stuff. All right, Maxine, always good to see you. George, good
Same
to see
here.
You.
Same here.
Yep, more of Reality Radio on the way. Stay with us.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Let's take a moment to head on down to Wheelway and check in with Pete down there. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rocking and rolling.
We've got some special things going on down at Wheelway this month, Pete.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, we have our biggest sales event going on right now. We have a bunch of new inventory that's just hit the lot. If you're looking for a three-quarter ton, half-ton truck, car, minivan, SUV, we got them all right here.
All right. And people can start that process at wheelwayautos.com, Pete. They can even start that financing if they've been turned down by other places or they think their credit is not that good. That's a good place to start right there, right?
Absolutely. No credit, bad credit, no problem. Make sure you go on our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit application, and you can give it, our finance guy will give you a call and you can drive one home today. It's that simple.
All right. Trade-ins are always welcome if you want to bring that in too. They can do it all in one stop, Pete.
Come on down here. If not, give us a call at 762-2467. I'm going to 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. I'm telling you, we got tons of savings and a bunch of brand new inventory getting the lot here today.
Very good, Pete. Thank you much. Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right there on Highway 13.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Jada and Casey Egerbrett. They also always support all local school athletes and their teams, no matter the season or sport.
A couple local birthdays here. I want to wish happy birthday to Pat Runheim, who was celebrating an 80th birthday today. Pat, happy birthday to you. From your the family and all the folks there, they want to wish you happy birthday. And we have Carter Schulke. Well, it's not till later in the week, but we'll give you some early birthday wishes, Carter. He's celebrating his 10th a little bit later on this week. All the birthdays, local ones, have a shot to win the free cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One here in Park Falls. Talk about more area events. We've got Courtney in here from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Well, these Wednesday rain showers are getting to be a bit much here for this Wednesday Night Live, Courtney.
I know.
Come on.
It's just, no one likes the rain when it lands on a Wednesday night. It's just not.
Yeah, the bad news is it may get moved inside again today, but stay tuned for more on that and follow the Facebook page for updates. The good news is we have a great venue to go to.
Yes,
right?
That's
the good news.
The Park Theater has been absolutely fantastic by offering to have us come inside. They do that as their sponsorship, which is wonderful because otherwise we'd have to cancel.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, you'd hope you could reschedule someone to come back the next year, but their schedules don't always line up. So this allows us to keep the music playing no matter what. The show must go on.
So Wednesday Night Live tonight, 6 o'clock at Old Dave Park. If they're not there and you can't update and you don't see anybody there, you know that they're over at the theater. Carly Davidson is the performer, right?
Yep.
All right, very good. Well, we're gearing up, of course. We encourage people to go out and have a good time at Pioneer Days this weekend in Butternut, and we're talking about the following weekend, which is the big Flamborama here, of course.
Yes, it's a great time to be in the Northwoods. You have Pioneer Days this weekend. Go rolling right into another Wednesday Night Live with Hip Pocket next week. And then Harvorama, and then we go into Flamborama Friday through Sunday, and it's going to be a really great time. I really hope the weather cooperates.
Yeah.
This muggy humidness is not fun to be out in, but we have the big tent down there, and it's going to be a great time. Friday night, you can join us for Small Town Famous at 5 o'clock, followed by Chris Krause and his full band at 8. And Saturday, we have a full lineup. A lot of our kids' activities, we have moved over to Saturday to accommodate more families because we know a lot of people work on Fridays yet. So
right.
We've got, over on Saturday, the classic car show, arts and craft show, as always. But then we have moved the youth rod casting contest, the sawdust dig, and the chalk draw contest are all going to be on Saturday. So that's going to be way easier for families to be able to attend, and hopefully we get even more people there. This year's new added thing is the Rotary Pickleball Tournament going to be happening down on the grounds. There's still registration open for that. They do cap off at 32 teams, so if you're interested, fill out the form. You can do so online, or there are forms available at the Flambeau River YMCA or over at the chamber office. And we even have some in our little outdoor pickup window area. So that way, if you can't make it during our regular business hours, you can easily just grab a form and then drop it off.
And then parkfalls.com, the site.
Parkfalls.com is the site. And right on our homepage, we made it very easy now. We created a section. So just go to parkfalls.com. scroll down just a little bit, you'll see a section, event registrations, and there's a button for each thing available because we've got registrations open for the Evergreen Road Run, the Rotary Pickleball Tournament, the Kitty Car Races on Sunday before the parade, which if you haven't seen those or participated, fantastic time. It is the cutest thing ever. Any kid with something on wheels can go down and participate. It's completely free to participate in that, and B&B Insurance holds that every year for us, and yeah, they have fantastic little prizes and cookies. I'm told there are always cookies there, so
yeah.
If you pre-register, that's well, how you're guaranteed that cookie. That. So, yeah.
And people, I'm going to put a plug in too. People can, the Cornhole Tournament Saturday at noon, and yes, I'll be down there running that, and people can go to the Northern Wisconsin Cornhole Facebook page for more information on that event. So
yes,
it'll be a fun time inside the Rec Arena there.
Yes, and the Rec Arena with the pudding shots makes it very easy for you.
Yes,
there.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, and the other, so Saturday night's headliners, we have That 90s Band at 5, and then Moniker is joining us at 8 o'clock, and they are going to close it down, playing till midnight. And then Sunday we have Robbie V, and he will start at 2 and play until 5 o'clock. So that's going to be a fantastic music lineup again this year.
Yeah, and if people aren't familiar, sometimes every year I have to reintroduce some people to who Robbie V is. Now, Bobby V was a 50s and 60s bubblegum pop star, rubber ball, and all stuff like that. I used to actually play that music in my early years in radio as part of our normal rotation. But this is the son of Bobby V. And Robbie does a tribute to his dad with all kinds of songs that he did and other songs from that era. So it's really, it's fun to see. He's really good, too.
Yes, I mean, he puts on a really good performance.
Yeah, I mean, he's as good as his dad was. So